Well, hello there. How you feeling today, huh? I am in a total state of awesomeness. I have never said that word before, but yesterday I did. It was fun. I promised that I would say it again in front of you. Awesomeness. Hey, welcome to the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. The positive boost you need every day. We all need that. My name is Scott Smith. That's what I do. So how you doing? You know how you doing? I have to tell you, when MTMers get together, we always have a really good time at our meetings and meetups and things like that. And whenever you walk into a room, particularly when I do what I do, which is a lot of the speaking via these programs, when folks come together, I walk in the room and what they're waiting for is for me to talk. They want to hear this voice that you're hearing right now. And they're also a little bit, you know, they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to be like live. And so I learned a long time ago that I needed to set the state of the room. And if you're a meeting planner, or you have any kind of meetups, or you have people that you want to control how their experience is within the room, so they're having a good time, they can learn more, you need to set the state. And I started this a long time ago. I literally, as soon as I walk in the room, the very first thing I say is, well, hello, bam, that sets it right there. And then I said, please stand up. And they stand up. And then I put them into teams, and one person turns the other, and they put their hand out like they're going to shake their hand, and they say, well, how you doing? And the other person says, no, how you doing? Like the movie. And you just go back and forth two or three times, how you doing? No, how you doing? By the time you get to the end, they're slapping each other on the back. They're like the Sopranos. It's pretty amazing, and they sit down smiling and happy. The room is set. Everybody's ready to learn, and we go. Try that sometime. It worked so well. Last time I was down at Disney speaking, Murray Banks, great, 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 great speaker that I worked with down there, came to me and he said, you don't mind if I borrow that from you? And I said, not at all. I probably borrowed it from somebody else. Give it a shot. So how was your weekend? Was it good? I had a great weekend. Got outside a little bit. The weather's changing in Florida. It's hot in the summer. It's like Cambodia down here in the summertime. But in the fall, we begin to get outside a little bit. And I actually went and had pancakes because I like to fly. And one of the benefits of flying is on Saturday morning, a lot of these flight schools, a lot of the FBOs, the fixed base operators at airports, have fly-ins, and you can fly in and they have pancake breakfast. It was a lot of fun and it was free, which is really good because usually we do the $100 hamburger, which is get an airplane and fly someplace, have a hamburger that only costs you $3.95, but when you put the aircraft cost in there, it's a little more expensive. So that's why I had a great weekend. I hope you did too. I have to ask you one question before we get going. Did you do your homework? I'm not talking about reading a book or anything like that, or books, but you should, because they're good for you. And if you do read a book, by the way, it's been proven again and again and again, the more books you read, the more money you make and the happier you are. You have a broader view of the world, you have more knowledge, and it begins to pay off every day. I read tons of books, and I think they're good for you. But the homework I'm talking about, you know, is did you take a moment to see if your life is going the way you want it to go? Just stop for a couple of minutes, take a piece of paper out, think about it, jot down the things you want to do, and is it going the way you want to go? And if it is, if it's going perfectly, you know what? I want to take lessons from you because I'm always working on that. And if it's not going perfectly, you know, then you got to maybe take lessons from me or somebody else. Just get it focused and pay attention to it. And that's all I'm talking about. We don't have to work hard at this. It's not difficult. Life was not meant to be that way, so we try to make it easy for you. If you get a perfect day today and you add it up into 7, you've got a perfect week, and 52 makes a year, and just keep doing that, you get a perfect life. And so start with today. Start with this moment. See what you can do with it. My friend Tony called me this week, and Tony is he was my best man at my wedding. Known Tony a long time. And he's a salesman. He's out on the street, and he calls me just to, you know, sometimes say hello and see what's going on. He's in between appointments. And I can always tell if he's calling to say hello or if he's calling because he needs to pump me up. In other words, friend Scott or coach Scott, which one? And usually it's a combination. And this week he called me, and I could just tell right off the bat that he was calling because he needed kind of a pump-me-up thing. Because, you know, Tony's a big momentum guy. He studied Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins, I think, made the word momentum famous in Personal Power years ago. And Tony's a big momentum guy. My friend Tony is. And so we got a little bit talking about that. And I told him, I said, you know, Tony, you're sitting outside. You're not doing quite the things you need to be doing. You're not in the middle of the action. You need to get where your company is and where all the buzz is going on. Because the closer you get to the source of the action anytime, the more momentum you will build. And what I mean by that, let me give you an example of this. If you've been to a basketball game, a pro basketball game, we have the Orlando Magic here. It's been fun the last year, at least, to have them around. If you go to a game and you sit up way up high in the upper bowl, it's a whole different game than if you're right courtside. If you're courtside, you are like screaming and yelling, and when that game is over, you'd think you played the game. You've seen it before. Guys walking out, they're going, yeah, they're like pumped. Win or lose, they're there, right? That's being close to the action. That creates momentum. That's kind of what I was telling you. You got to get in the middle of this thing. But here's the challenge with it. you know, you overcome the inertia, you begin to get into this state of momentum, you start moving forward, things are working out for you. Does this sound familiar to you? Have you ever done this? You got yourself moving and you're pushing hard, and then it begins to slow down on you. You feel like you're losing your big mo, as they call it, right? As Tony calls it. Well, what's happening is a natural result of friction. Friction exists in this world. If you're an engineer, you know the coefficients and all that kind of stuff. But friction exists. So as you're rolling forward, you're getting some friction, some pushback. Who knows what it is? Could be a competitor pushing you back a little bit, making your life more difficult. Or maybe somebody in the office is not processing the paperwork or setting the appointments properly. It's a little friction, and it's pulling back on the big mo. Now, the thing that's going on here is really interesting, is that, you know, when this friction happens, the energy that you generated for that momentum is still there. Energy doesn't ever go anywhere. It just changes into something else. And in the case of friction, what happens is it gets hot. You ever get hot under the collar while you're out there? Yeah, a little, yeah, when it doesn't go right, you start getting more and more frustrated. Then eventually you slow down, you stop pushing because you're getting so frustrated, and then you cool off and it disappears. It's just gone. You're like, man, now what do you got to do? Yeah, we're back to that inertia thing, aren't we? You got to push again to get going. And that stinks. I don't know how many, raise your hand right now if you have ever started something, pushed really hard, and then found yourself starting it again the next week or two. The diets come to mind right away. But you start something and you push so hard, you just can't continuously maintain. You can't be pushing like a bull in a china shop all the time. You can't do that. World-class people, athletes, business folks, whatever it happens to be, world-class moms, they know something really well. They know their work cycle and they know their rest cycle. I'm not going to say I'm world class. Maybe I am in some areas, but I tell you what, I know my work cycles and I know my rest cycles. And I know that when I'm supposed to be resting, I'm not going to be working because it's going to mess me up. What that does is that it's that push, it's that friction is being generated. I have to get a little bit of a break. So the first thing I think we'd talk about, if you got the big mo, if you're pushing out, if you read a couple self-help books, You had a road trip and you listened to an entire day of Daily Boost. And that happens a lot, a whole lot. People like God, I hit a marathon of MTM. Well, very cool. It works. So when you listen to that, I get you all pumped up. I give you all these strategies. I give these very cool ideas to make your life a little bit smoother, if you will, which is really what I focus on. And so you get so pumped up, then you fall in this trap of pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Friction builds up. You get all hot under the collar. And before you know it, you're cold again. Tell me that hasn't happened to you. It certainly has. What's the trick in fixing this? Well, you've heard me say it so many times. Tap it along. Tap it along. Let me do that again so you get it. Imagine your finger is just tapping. Maybe there's a ball rolling across the floor. And if you hit it too hard, that thing is going to go crazy and you're going to lose control. But if you just tap it along slowly, you'll have control over it and it will keep on rolling. Just tap your life along. So once you overcome that inertia and you get going someplace in some direction, whatever that happens to be, just slowly tap it and don't burn yourself out. It's a wonderful way of thinking about things. It works in everything, including fitness too. Just a little bit every day, it changes your world just like that. It's really tempting sometimes when you think about it to get yourself all excited and pumped up and to go out there and get the big mo. I am so motivated I could change the world. And you realize that not everybody is there to help you, and they're going to push you back a little bit. But when you go a little slower, step by step, you'll outrun just about everybody and everything until you get what you want. All right. I am going to listen back to that one myself. You know, maybe it's a rest cycle for me right now. I'm going to go rest, and then I'll come back tomorrow. I'll do a work cycle tomorrow, huh? Before you come back, I want you to think about, I want you to use the stuff out there and think about this today. Think about how what you learned here on the Daily Boost is helping you every single day. That's the key to success, paying attention to what you're getting, what you're doing, adjusting it along the way. Be flexible in your approach, and before you know it, you'll arrive. And pay attention to the work and the rest cycles. That's how you get the most out of life. All right, I will see you tomorrow when we are going to talk about it's okay to take a break.